Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
Call and give us your take and then get off the phone.
Kelger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You haven't expressed a great deal of confidence in the weather forecasting in the past, but it looks like Sunday's going to be 20s. Is that an advantage playing a team from L.A., warm weather team?
They're a good football team. Like, it's, we're playing the Chargers. We're not playing the weather. Whatever it is, it is.
So zero advantage there, Coach?
Yeah. Going to be on the same field.
Meanwhile, Mumbles is at it. Weather's not a factor.
They're
playing the same thing. And now it turns out home field doesn't even matter. Give me that other one, Jimmy.
Is there any one thing you can pinpoint about having a home game in the playoffs that gives you an advantage?
I don't think it's any advantage. I mean, last week, three of the four road teams won. The advantage is a team that plays well. That's what we're going to try to do. Play and coach our best game Sunday afternoon. That's our goal.
Now, home field advantage doesn't matter.
Did you watch Wild Card Weekend, you idiot?
I don't think there's anyone on the injury report last week.
There's the three road teams actually won last weekend, you stupid a-hole.
I mean, as soon as I, again, and I read the transcript before I heard it earlier. So when I read it, I went, are you going to be, really? Oh, well, let's just go play in L.A. then. What the hell are we doing?
I think we could all do that.
I mean, much warmer there. Let's go.
Send Felger and Maz out there. Folks, we have breaking news for you.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jim Murray, if you haven't seen it, I'll give it for you. I'll give it to you. I just look up on the screen, and Ian Rappaport apparently is reporting that the Patriots are about to lose defensive coordinator Brian Flores. The Miami Dolphins are expected to name Flores as their next head coach. And so that's nothing I don't think they can announce while they're still in the playoffs. But apparently that has just been reported by Ian Rappaport. If you can confirm that on Twitter, maybe
Yes. That'd
be nice.
Yeah, it's coming here and it's being read as, being emerged as the favorite for the Dolphins head coaching job. According to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, Patriots defensive coordinator Brian Flores emerged as the favorite for Dolphins head coaching job.
Okay. The thing they were running on the screen there was expected to be named. And that's just a little bit of a difference, but either way. So you're about to lose Brian Flores. I think that means nothing. I mean, just to, not to ruin the breaking news sounder or anything, but I mean, I think he's done a good job. You know, whether that's him or Bill, it's always hard to tell, right? Like, you know, who's really...
Feels fast, doesn't it?
Who's really behind it. But, he got interviews last year.
Arizona,
right? Yeah. And so, yes, it does feel fast.
I'll tell you, though,
And you know what? At least Miami's breaking the trend, where it's not the offensive guy who once had a cup of coffee with Sean McVay. You know, so at least they're doing something a little different.
Right. I'm surprised. Well, he has essence of McVay, so that's why we hired him. He's been in his orbit. That's why we decided
Didn't they
to
just
hire
do
him.
Sean McVay with the Adam Gase guy?
Yeah.
I mean, it is amazing, though, that the Patriots, who in this era have been known for the quarterback, their offensive coordinator won't take a job. But 2 years in a row now, they've lost a defensive coordinator.
And I'm not sure if any of them are any good. But this guy feels good. I really never loved Patricia. You know, mostly because I don't like him as a dude. I think he's a dinkus.
He's already proven that as the head guy this year, and he was kind of like that on his conference calls when he was here.
Oh, I think he's a pud.
They should have fired him. I can't believe they didn't. You go from 9-7 2 years in a row to that guy in 5-11 or whatever the hell they finished.
But basically, the defense is here. for a long time now, have been like, nah, they're okay.
Middling.
You know, the last great defense was like 04. And I think since then, and it's hard for anyone to play defense. I get it. But especially here, I think the defense have just been good, not great. And that, like, 2014 was, I thought, you know, personnel-wise, they had great personnel in 14. So their defense was better. But any other year other than that, it's like, eh.
It's ordinary.
And so those guys get jobs, and McDaniels, after 17 interviews, is still here. That is interesting.
I mean, maybe there is that logic to it, that they look at the Patriots' defense and say, you know, there's not a lot of talent there, and they finish in the top 10 in points against, and maybe they actually get a little more aggressive and creative this year. So maybe there's something there. I actually think for him now, I think it's a decent place to start. And when I say start, I don't think he's going to turn around the Dolphins. But he's going to get some experience as a head coach down there, and then he's going to get fired, and he'll end up somewhere else, and the second job will be the one that matters.
I wonder how Bill feels about it.
It's a great question.
You're going to go in division on me? I mean, it's one thing to go to the NFC. It's one thing to go out of division. You can go in division. I mean, I'm speaking as Bill now.
You're going to go against the family.
I don't hate the Dolphins. Like, I hate those effing
Jets. There's anyone on the injury report last week.
I don't hate the Dolphins like I hate the effing Jets, but you're still going to go in division? You can go in division on me? I wonder. Well, where I made you. Again, you wouldn't even be here if I hadn't given you the chance. And now after 1 year, you're going to go in the division?
It's a great question, which is why that if Bill, you know, is against it or, you know, pissed off by it, I don't know. Is that the greatest thing to have happened 2 days before the game?
I don't know. Maybe that's part of the tone we're just picking up today.
Maybe
down
Bill
there?
Doesn't care since he's leaving at the end of this year.
Do you believe that, Jimmy?
No, not really, but okay, I was just trying to add to the conversation.
Excellent.
My fault.
No, good job. Sorry, I asked for clarification. My fault.
So have you been reading, you know, if he were to go, who was probably going to replace him?
Not this Brett Bielema.
No, Greg Schiano.
You know what? I was going to guess him next as soon as you said Bielema. I said, don't talk to Schiano.
All because Schiano gave his kid a walk-on and made him the long snapper at Rutgers. That's what, you want to know why we have all the Rutgers players? Because Schiano let his kid long snap.
No, that I know. Oh, I would hate that. I mean,
I've read that his name was floating out there. I mean, was he at Ohio State, I believe?
I don't think it matters, frankly.
Still, I don't want the stink of that guy anywhere around this team.
The defense is going to be the same. But so there's no practical difference there who the defensive coordinator is.
Correct me if I'm wrong. He never even got the D.C. title here, did he?
Who? Flores, no.
No, not technically.
No. I just hate the opt-in. It's just a... You know, it's buddy grab at. It's just because he's buddies with Bill, not because he's, you know, the best guy for the job. It's just that, you know, pseudo nepotism there with Schiano. But either way, fine. Okay, so there you go.
Murray, Schiano was a candidate last year after Patricia left.
Right, yeah. No, I remember reading that because he's been at Ohio State, and I know that.
I believe he left Ohio State.
Those two are boys, but yuck.
Anyway, so there's the latest. Apparently, Brian Flores headed to Miami. Interesting that it comes out here the Friday before the playoff game. Meanwhile, if you've been waiting for bated breath like the rest of us for Maz's prediction this week, he gave it. He gave it earlier in the program, so he's been holding out on us all week long. We sent out the press release. The trucks were here. The TV trucks were outside when Maz came in. And so we did a little press conference, and we sent out the release. And so finally, we've alerted the media. Maz has picked, and we'll just reset it here in case you weren't listening at 2 o'clock. Go ahead, Jimmy. And if you're watching earlier, there was a little visual that went along with it. I think
there was an unveiling.
Vin will put up a picture of it. But anyway, go ahead, Maz.
Patriots. Look, I like the Patriots. What do you want me to tell you to win the game?
And why?
The big factor for me, the number one factor this week, I'm not BSing you. I spent a lot of time thinking about it this week, and the one thing I couldn't get past, or the one thing I believe, is that the extra week off is really going to help Brady in the Patriots passing game on multiple levels, but the biggest one being that the key guys in the Patriots passing game are all old for their positions. Edelman, Brady, Gronk, like, you know, to ask them to get through another postseason, I don't think is realistic. But game one, after a bye, at home, I like them. I think that you're going to see them as fresh as you are going to see them at any point in this postseason in this game on Sunday. After that, I don't like their chances, but the bye is huge.
Murray, you've changed your pick because you've been Chargers the whole way until about Tuesday or Wednesday. You changed your pick to the Patriots.
Yeah, because it was hate week and you guys were getting on my nerves.
Exactly. So
But I actually do think they're going to win this game.
So hold on. Let me ask the question, which is fair. Yeah, I don't mind a spite pick. Spite picks are great. I mean, hell, it happens all the time. You just want someone to lose, or you want me to lose this week. I get it. Like, that's the oldest trick in the book. That's so, like, I get that. I'm fine.
Now,
Texans. I got the Texans. Football reason. Is there anything that swayed you football-wise?
Yeah, it's basically what Maz was saying. Like, the week off is going to help the old, specifically Brady and Rob Gronkowski. I do, as much as I've been on Gronk, and I think Gronk is dead, and he's been Robert James Gronkowski, I think the time off is going to help him beat Gronk one last time. I still think it's a down year for them. I really ultimately don't believe them in them to get to the Super Bowl, especially to win the thing. But I think they have one more in them, and that's going to be this game. They typically don't lose divisional weekend.
So it's mostly Patriots-Chargers. We have hit on the Celtics thing from last night. In case you haven't heard, the Celtics got blown out, and there was a shoving match on the Celtics bench between Morris and Jaylen Brown. And that's a little strong to say shoving match. Morris shoved Jaylen Brown. They got into it on the bench, and Morris gave Jaylen Brown a shove. They had to be separated. Kyrie Irving could be seen sort of shaking his head at Jaylen Brown. Morris was shouting at Brown to play harder. Meanwhile, Gordon Hayward was like 10 feet away from everyone, like not even wanting to deal with it. It was sort of a bad look. It's kind of a scary look there on the Patriots on the Celtics bench. So we've been talking about that too. Your calls on everything right after these words.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Listening to Felger and Mass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tom Brady will take the snap, go to the knee, and the ball game is over. And we're going to Indianapolis to the AFC Championship game.
I would never, ever react in that way. You guys know me. I'm a very classy person. I'm not gonna, you know. I wouldn't have reacted like that. So yes, I was upset, very upset. You know, because when you go to the middle of our field and you start doing, you know, the dance that Sean Merriman is known for, that's disrespectful to me, and I can't sit there and watch that. And so yeah, I was very upset, and just the fact of the way they show no class at all. Absolutely no class, and maybe it comes from the head coach. So, you know, there you have it.
Good old days, Mass. 2006, Patriots win in San Diego.
I thought they had no shot in that game going in there.
They had no business winning that game.
None.
Even as it played out, they had no business winning that game.
One of my favorite wins of all time.
Really was. All-timer. And afterwards, boy, did they put it in San Diego's face. Were they dancing around, taunting me? They remember the lights out?
Oh, sure.
Sean Merriman used to do the lights out thing, and so everyone was like, they're all dancing around. Oh, and the Chargers got so pissed. Oh, God. Rivers was screaming. Remember Rivers to Ellis Hobbs? You're the sorriest corner in the league. You're the sorriest corner in the league. He was right. Hobbs sucked. But either way, and then LT comes out and says, I'm a classy person. And rips Belichick. That was good old days. So we just relived some San Diego moments this week. To your calls, as promised, everything being on the board, including that Celtics thing from last night. Chris and Sam has been waiting to talk about Rob Gronkowski and perhaps his last game and his mindset. Go ahead, Chris.
I wouldn't count on Gronk this weekend. If you go back to the Jets game, he had one really good catch and carry, and he broke a tackle initially, and then he turns and looks upfield, and there's a defenseman right in front of him, and he just stops. Didn't make a football move. It was like he just didn't want to, and that's the way I perceived it to my kids was, he's either hurt or he just doesn't care.
I don't think he doesn't care. At least on Sunday, you know, when it's happening. But I totally agree. His one big catch and run, I still thought he looked ginger.
Right.
Absolutely. And, you know, even his answer today when he was asked about how he's feeling is, you know, are you ready to go? Yeah. Had the bye week. It was still sort of lukewarm.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just the scuttlebutt, the murmurs, it's an Achilles. And I don't think a strained Achilles, certainly not a torn, you couldn't play if it was torn, but, you know, a damaged Achilles, doesn't get right in weeks and maybe takes surgery, and so he ain't right.
Yeah, see, I think it was his way of saying, well, yeah, I feel better, but I still don't feel right. Like, that's how it came off to me. I think every little bit with them is going to help, at least in the early part of the game. And, you know, again, that's the only reason I really like them this week to win. It's the number one reason, that they've had a little more time to heal up and they'll be fresher at the start of the game as a result. You know, Phil Perry on the Midday Show brought up an interesting point, that if they have to keep Gronk in to block, there actually might be an ancillary benefit to that. And that is that if San Diego or the Chargers want to cover Gronk with Derwin James, maybe you effectively take Derwin James out of play or out of the game by keeping Gronk in. Like, you know, to me, it was an interesting point.
We've got, how about Billy in Rhode Island on Maz's pick? Go, Billy.
How you doing, guys? I missed most of the show. I had asked guys behind the fishbowl what Maz picked for the game, and then they said the Patriots. I went, oh, no.
I know. I said the same thing, Billy.
Oh, God. I said, oh, no. I won three games going against them in the playoffs for the Red Sox when he took the Yankees, Houston, and Dodgers. I was making money. Now I don't know what to do.
Maz's football pick, Billy. Maz's football picks are pretty good.
Billy, who'd you bet on in the Super Bowl last year?
Who'd I bet on?
Yeah.
I bet on the Patriots.
Well, that was dumb.
No, I know it was dumb, but you're more dumber than me because you miss more, a lot more than me. But listen, here's my point today.
Who's more dumber?
I want to make my pick,
go.
Even though Maz made it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with the Patriots.
Shocker.
And you guys are all going to be sick when I say this. They're going to win it on a running game. And I'm going to say the backs are going to be the win solution to this game.
Okay, I'll stop you there. I'm fine with that. I admit this is, it could be a running game. Maybe should be a running game. So, one-off game plan, no problem. Let's see it. Let's see if they can do it. Time to run, Sony, against a tough, big, physical defense in bad weather. Sony Michel's never played in weather like this. You keep talking about the Chargers. The guy that you think is going to carry you to victory, he's never played in a game like this.
I'll tell you what, if it goes that way, boy, there's a huge opportunity for a guy like that in a game like this, isn't there?
Yes.
Like I told you, I don't have a lot of faith in Michel. I think that this is going to be a big boy game. Okay, and the big boy games require big boys, and I just don't think he's there yet. I'm not sure he'll ever be there. But if he were to have a big game, boy, there's an eye-opener for you.
Andrew, in Nashua on the Jaylen Brown thing last night in Miami. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment. I think you guys are blowing this, like, Jaylen Brown sucks thing way out of proportion. You know, last year, him and Tatum pretty much carried us in the playoffs. His first 18 games this year, he's 11 points, 1.3 assists, 4 rebounds. His last 17 games, he's 14 points, 1.8 assists, 4 rebounds per game.
What does all that mean? I don't get what those numbers mean.
Oh yeah, I know you don't like stats.
But I mean, what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say, Mike, that Jaylen Brown is better than what you guys are saying, Mike.
Oh, he sucked this year, Andrew.
Mike,
he sucked. He sucked.
He doesn't suck.
Oh, he sucked this year. He's been bad.
So you would rather give up Jaylen Brown and Terry Rozier on a trade this year and keep Marcus Morris?
Well, no, we talked about that before. No, well, then you weren't listening. I said they would have to consider moving Morris in that situation. But you're telling me Jaylen Brown's been a value add this year?
The last 17 games, yes.
Oh, you little baby green teamer. Go get your rattle. Go back to the corner. They get into a pushing match on their bench, and it's all fine because Jaylen Brown's averaging 14 points or whatever you said? Give me a break. Come on.
Are the Celtics at their best when Jaylen Brown's scoring 31 points a night?
They're the 5 seed. They're the 5.
The answer is no. The Celtics are at their best when Jaylen Brown is playing lockdown defense. That's his role on this team. That's his role, what it should be on this team.
When does he do it?
He hasn't played yet.
When has he played lockdown defense? Because the clip I saw last night, he got blocked down low, missed a layup, and then stood there.
He loafed.
He loafed, and a veteran had to get in his face. They called timeout, and then Brad Stevens benched him, whatever the caller's name was.
I don't get paid playing defense.
The
problem with this team is none of these guys want to do the dirty work. They all think they're above it. And I'm focusing mostly on the young guys. The other thing is, you know, the next time someone calls in and says, well, last year, you know, Brown and Tatum carried him to the car. Okay, fine. Against who? Because they had home court against Milwaukee. Then they had a Philly team
Are they better or worse than they were at the end of last year?
Worse.
Okay, so I think it's fair. Like, I'm not going to take that away from them. I mean, I'm not going to look at the competition. and say, you know, you agree they were better than they were now.
Yes.
Than they are now. So something ain't right. They've added tremendous talent to that team from the team from the end of last year. They've added tremendous talent.
Yeah, all I'm telling you is
and they've gotten worse somehow. So you tell me why.
They played with urgency, and they played from underneath last year. Now they're a favorite with expectations, and they don't feel like showing up night to night.
I'm just telling you that the last year they weren't as good as they thought they were. That accomplishment is not as good as everyone thinks it was. Boy, that's all.
There can be an altercation on your bench where it gets physical, and it's all cool. Because the guy's averaging what?
14.1 points in his last 17 games. Yeah. Play defense.
Here's Andy in Florida.
Play with urgency. Win games.
What do you got first, Andy, on the Patriots?
Hey, yeah, great show as usual, you guys. Yesterday, near the end of the show, you were talking about teams winning three road games to go to the Super Bowl.
It's been a while.
You forgot to mention the 85 Patriots.
Okay, all right.
They beat the Jets, Raiders, and Miami.
I remember.
Yeah.
They might have been the first team to do it, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's right. And then they got stomped in the Super Bowl.
Oh, they lost that game. By the Bears.
Yeah, the Bears. Yeah, they lost that game.
No, I remember it very well. And I think they were the first team to win three on the road and go to the Super Bowl. They were.
Since then, in the 2000s, there's teams that did that and then won it. It's just been long past. And I keep meaning to look up the exact stat. But I feel like the last either 4 or 5 years, it's been nothing but ones and twos in the Super Bowl.
No, I think that's right. 5 straight number one seeds have won the Super Bowl.
So never mind the 6th seed on the road going 3 road games. There hasn't been a team that's played wild card weekend, home or road, that's made the Super Bowl in 5 years, something like this. So it's really been a big trend in the league. And that plays to the Patriots' advantage. Home teams are winning at a huge clip.
Yeah, it felt like it was kind of topsy-turvy there for a while, but it's been chalk for a minute. And the Ravens are the last, right?
Yeah, and the Giants, by the way, in 08. 07 season, won at Tampa, at Dallas, at Green Bay, and then went up against the Patriots, who were you already know that story, yeah. So you don't need me to relive that one for you. The next time the Giants got to the Super Bowl, they played at home in the first game against Atlanta. They won the game 24-2. Then they won at Green Bay, at San Francisco, got to the Super Bowl, and they... That's right.
Now, why do you got to do that? You just got to provoke people. We don't mess.
I'm not provoking anyone.
Yes, we don't provoke people on this show. More with you right after this.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz. Felger and Maz.
I love it.
You were right, Maz.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
What makes this year different then?
What makes this team this year kind of the feeling without different than maybe the last couple of years?
I'm not sure. This is a, you know, unique team. You know, it's not going to be the same next year. Just going to have to make the best of it.
That's your leader. That's your quarterback today.
Yeah, just have to make the best of it.
I mean, you really... Yeah, let's put it through the processor a little bit. I mean, you deconstructed. Do you have the actual transcript in front of you? Because I never got the transcript.
Yeah, I have the transcript right here. Go.
Starts with... Okay, so first of all, he's asked, how is this year's team...
According to the transcript, the question was, what makes this team this year different from the last couple of years?
Okay. And he originally starts by saying,
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
This is a unique team.
This is a, you know, unique team.
It's not going to be the same next year.
You know, it's not going to be the same next year.
Just going to have to make the best of it.
Just going to have to make the best of it.
So let's construct. First of all, the I don't know part.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
The I'm not sure part, it's like, well, it's just an open door to say we're hardworking. Dedicated.
Yeah, pick from the bag of cliches you always
pick
all...
from the bag of cliches to say why you like the team and why the team is there. I mean, Levin Reed, I think, asked the question. It's a little confusing to say, how are you different than the Super Bowl teams? You know, it's really should say, do you see similarities between this team and the ones that went to the Super Bowl? Like, that would be a easier setup for Brady, but he still could have answered it however he wanted
toughness,
to, right?
Toughness, intestinal fortitude, absolutely. Blah, 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 blah.
He still could have turned that into a, no, this is what we are.
Instead... Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure what we are.
Yeah, you know why? I'll give him this. That's an honest answer. because they don't really have an identity. We don't know. Gasper has talked about this a lot. Chris Gasper of the Globe when we've had him in. What's their identity? What do they do well? What kind of team are they? Well, I don't know.
Okay, what's the next part?
This is a unique team.
This is a, you know, unique team.
Which is that what, when someone's a real bozo and you'd want to be nice, what do you say?
He's
unique.
He's different.
He's different. He's
unique, yeah. I have a unique elbow.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
This is unique.
Yeah, he's unique.
This is a, you know, unique team.
That's what you say about your black sheep child. Oh, I love Sally, but what do you think of Ted? Ted's unique.
It's different. So it's also saying, well, the other two teams are Super Bowl teams, Super Bowl qualifying teams. Is this the same or is this different? Well, it's unique.
Yeah. See, the way I look at it is Brady saying under his breath, are you kidding me with that question? This team compared to those that were in the Super Bowl, one of which won it and the other one should have if our coach played the defensive back.
We're not as good.
You want me to compare this team to those teams? This team sucks compared to those teams. That's what he wants
to say. So basically underneath he's saying, yeah, we're not as good. I'm just going to call it unique, but we're not as good, which leads right next into the next sentence.
Unique team.
Okay. And then?
It's not going to be the same next year.
You know, it's not going to be the same next year.
Okay, we're going to change it.
Yeah.
We're going to add to this collection of crap.
Right. See, I took that as every team is unique, that they change it. That's how I took that part of the answer. It's when he gets to the end of it.
No. The Felgren-Maz processor came up with something else. It's unique instead of suck. It's going to be different next year because it needs to be. But in the meantime, what are we going to do?
Oh, but wait a minute. It's not going to be the same next year because when Gronk goes, we're porked.
But in the meantime, Jimmy, what are we going
to
do?
Just going to have to make the best of it.
I mean, that's what you say when you go on vacation and it's raining the whole week.
Yeah.
Well,
we made the best of it.
Have to make the best of it. We couldn't really go to the beach. Couldn't take the kids to the water park. We just made the best of it. Sat around and played games.
I'll tell you, he sounds
defeated.
But
next year will be different.
Yeah. He sounds defeated. He does. I want to take my
vacation. It was unique.
I want to take my pick back. Seriously.
Oh, come on. You can't do that. No.
No. I'm married to it. I'm joking, Murray. But that kind of comment to me, like, again, the last part of it, especially, we're just going to have to make the best of it.
Just going to have to make the best of it.
What? Like, make the best of it, implying that it sucks. It's not ideal, but we'll do what we can. Okay. I told you, take the points.
That is lukewarm. We'll wrap it up with your phone calls. Eustace, if I pronounced that properly, and Natick, go ahead.
Yes, it is. Two questions for you, Mike.
Yes, sir.
If you hadn't already committed to taking the field against the Patriots this postseason, would you be picking the Chargers Sunday? And I know they have to be aggressive on offense to beat the Patriots, but how would you game plan the Chargers defense to win?
Okay, excellent questions. Yes, I still would have picked the Chargers even if I didn't have the field. The challenge would have been the Texans because I really wouldn't have believed the Texans could come here and win. But when you take the field, you take the field. So the Chargers, I think it would have
worked. No.
Texans. I got the Texans.
Exactly.
I got the Texans. Would have been a hard thing to back up there. The Chargers aren't a problem because a lot of people, I don't know if most people believe this, but a lot of people believe the Chargers are just a better team straight up. You know, Maz believes it. Gasper believes it. Ted Johnson believed it yesterday. Murray believes it. Like, we all agree that they're a better team. Neutral site, equal rest.
Definitely.
You all pick the Chargers.
I don't think I have found anyone to say they think the Patriots are a more complete team than the Chargers.
Bedard, right, go down the line. You're right. I haven't heard anyone who said that, actually. That's right. So there's no shame in picking a team that you think is better. That what it has against it is the extraneous factors. And some are important. The road thing's definitely important. Never mind the, you know, three straight weeks on the road and the physical game last week, blah, blah, blah. Okay. How do I defend the Chargers' defense? Let me tell you that for some strange reason, I'm not worried about Bosa and Ingram because I just think
Belichick will get the ball out fast.
Yeah, I've been through so many of these Patriots playoff games where, oh, Dwight Freeney or, you know, this guy, J.J. Watt, or, you know, and then you never hear from the guy. Now, they've got two of them, which is different. But I just say, I know Bill goes into a game and says, I'm not going to let that guy beat me, or I'm not going to let that guy beat me. Now, the Chargers have two of them, so it's a little different. But so I'm sort of equivocating, but Bill's going to have something for those guys, whether it's getting the ball out quick, he's going to run at them. Maybe he'll, you know, if they're on the edge, he'll throw on them. He'll do something for those guys. That doesn't necessarily worry me. You know, in the Jets loss, Brady wasn't really sacked. Was he?
No. I think it was the opposite, that he had nowhere to go with the ball.
He may have taken sacks, but it's not like he was under constant pressure. I remember the game where he's just sitting back there patting the ball and nowhere to go because the Jets had all those defensive backs out there, and he had nowhere to go with the ball. So that's what, you know, ideally that's what I think the Chargers are going to do to him. So you run on it. I mean, you won't hear me say that many weeks.
I mean, that's what they, you know, if that's what the situation calls for, that's what they'll do. Because I think Belichick, the one thing we know is that I don't think he's going to force it. But I'll tell you what, it comes back to, let's say it's what you're saying, you know, throwing at them, running at them. What if they can't execute it? What if it doesn't work?
Yeah, well, then that's outside of game plan.
Well, so that's what I worry about with this team is like we say, okay, well, they'll get the ball out quick. Well, in the past, the passing game, they could do that. And everyone keeps saying, you know, the Chargers aren't going to be able to score enough to beat the Patriots. Like I've heard a bunch of people say today, you know, the San Diego's not going to going to have to outscore the Patriots. I'm not sure that's true anymore. It's not the same offense.
Rob in Coventry. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, how's it going? Just want to try the weather scenario. So I can see how people talk about going West Coast to East Coast. But when you talk about weather, New England hasn't even had bad weather this year. So what's to say that this team is even capable of handling any sort of cold or snow?
Bingo.
They have gotten nothing. So why are they able to handle it versus the other team? You know, the only people really can do it is Tom Brady because he's been doing it.
So I'm just going to stop you. I mean, 75, 80%, I don't know, of the Patriots have been around here for a while, and so they played in bad weather games. The Patriots are better suited for the weather than San Diego, of course. Are we, though, overplaying that advantage? Because San Diego's a big physical team. Like, they're sort of, if they didn't play in San Diego or Los Angeles, you'd look at them and say they're built for bad weather because that's how they are built. That's one. And two, you do have some key personnel that hasn't played in this kind of game. I mean, if it's going to be a running game, and Sony Michel, who played in the SEC and domes, and whatever your worst weather game is this year is what his was. Pittsburgh? I don't know. What was the coldest they ever played in this year?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't know. The Buffalo or the Jets game, did it get real cold?
I mean, ish.
So, you know, that's it. So what's he going to be in this game? So I don't want to hear about the weather. The road thing, yes, absolutely. And the East Coast to West Coast and the fact they played three straight roadies, like, and they've all been flights, like, maybe I'll give that to you. I don't want to give you the weather, especially if it's not windy. If it's just cold, it's supposed to be cold and partly sunny. That shouldn't impact the Chargers. It shouldn't.
You know, all those years I remember where Indy would come in here and say, get it nice and cold. And I thought that was a factor. Indy was a dome team. But you know why it was a factor? Because the Patriots then were mentally tough and we knew they could handle it.
The Colts were also a finesse team. The Chargers are not a finesse team.
So I just look at it and I say, the Chargers are mentally, I keep calling them San Diego, the Chargers are mentally tough. I'm not sure the Patriots are. I mean, they went on the road and they went 3-5. They cracked on the road a lot. So they really cracked it to see. They cracked in Pittsburgh. Miami, they wet themselves on the final play of the game. They lost to Detroit, for crying out loud, and they had smacked around in Jacksonville.
You've picked the Patriots, but you're still talking up the Chargers, which I appreciate. Pat and Hingham, maybe on this very topic. Go ahead, Pat. It's a gift.
Yeah, you're right, Doug. Our first time, long time. Naz, I'm completely unconvinced by your pick for the reasons you just mentioned. I mean, the Pats have a bye week, and so they're well-rested, and so they're going to be the Chargers, who are better and are mentally tougher. Convince me with your pick. I've been waiting all week for it. Why are the Pats going to beat the Chargers, not just why a one seed is going to be a team coming out of the wild card?
Pat, I told you I think that the bye is huge for Brady, Gronk, and Edelman in that order, probably. You know, I just think for Brady in particular, the bye is huge, huge, because I think that Brady's ceiling is still through the roof. And what convinced me of that was that first half in Miami. When I saw that, I went, whoa, it's there. The question is, can it be there consistently anymore? And after 2 weeks, I just feel good about Brady being there on Sunday. I do. As disappointing a year as he had by his standards, that first half of that Miami game, he was throwing rockets in that game. And that led me to believe, okay, it can be there in a short burst. He just can't sustain it. And so now you've had, you know, the bye week. You've had 2 weeks off, basically, by the time you play another game. Like, I like to pay. If there were no bye, I'd pick the Chargers.
Again, Agenda Free Friday is driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. where car buying is always on the agenda. Choose from new Acuras, Audis, Hondas, Toyotas, Volvos, and over 500 pre-owned vehicles. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life. BernardiAutoGroup.com. Thanks to them for sponsoring Agenda Free Friday. The final word's coming up next. What do we got, Jimmy? Any fresh material?
I believe we have a fresh Matt Mike, is what I've been told.
Ooh, goody.
What could it be? What could it be?
From this week?
From this week.
All right, we'll place our guesses in the break and come back and hear it with you.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong, sorry.
It's Felger and Mass.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
We didn't discuss this in the break. It just occurred to me. Can I guess what the Mad Mike is?
Sure, yeah.
Was it when I yelled at our buddy Mike in Danvers for trying to diminish the Houston, San Diego road record?
That might be it.
I'm guessing because it's labeled Mad Mike Chargers Schedule.
Yeah.
So, yes, this has to be what it is.
Yeah, I used the D word. I don't like doing it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is good.
We got Mike.
I think you guys are overplaying the Chargers a little bit too much. The combined record of the teams they play this year is 89 wins, 101 losses, and 2 ties. Okay, that's number one.
What's the
number
Patriots? What's the Patriots?
Well, I didn't do the Patriots.
Well, so what?
What's the relevance of that number? You can't possibly tell me that the Chargers did not prove themselves in the regular season. That's just dumb. That's dumb if you say that. Dumb.
Their opponents, Mike. That's all.
Mike, at Pittsburgh, at Baltimore in the playoffs, at Seattle, at Kansas City. And you can say that they didn't prove themselves?
They won at
Kansas City. Kansas City.
It's where they won.
I rarely use the D word.
They won at
Kansas City. Kansas City.
It's where they won.
But that's dumb. I don't do any Patriots fans do it.
Dumb. Dumb. Dumb.
That's dumb if you say that. Dumb. 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 Stop being stupid. If you want to, if you tell me you think the Patriots are going to win because they're home and they're better and fine, that you predict that, that's fine. That they're favored by 5 points, so to think they're going to win is fine. You don't need to justify it. But to go back and try and rewrite history to what? Make yourself feel better?
This is the same people that.
It's just dumb.
When you win the road games that they won, how do you pay?
Just accept it. They were 8-1 on the road. Why do you do that?
Yeah, Felger, those teams didn't try.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Yeah, in a nutshell.
Sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to yell at you.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at granitecityelectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.